The owner of a platinum mine in South Africa has backed down from a threat to fire striking miners who failed to return to work. Violence related to the strike has left 44 people dead, including 34 strikers who were shot by police last week. The editor of South Africa's Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross, Gunter Zimmermacher, spoke to us about the crisis.
Well, the reaction to the shooting that claimed 34 lives and wounded 70 others and ended in the arrest of 260 people. The reaction to that has been very strong in South Africa, with some people even comparing it to the massacre in 1960 in Sharpeville when the apartheid police killed very many people. So calls for calm have generally been falling on deaf ears, and accusations and counter-accusations have been made. So, for example, Julius Malema, a populist youth leader of great fame in South Africa, who recently was expelled from the governing African National Congress, well, he took miners to the police station locally to lay a charge of murder, saying that a judicial inquest will be biased because, he's blaming President Jacob Zuma for the whole thing. Though the idea of police investigating a police shooting seems rather, contradictory, doesn't it? Parliament debated the shooting yesterday and was a very spirited debate with lots of blaming and counter-blame going on. What did come out of the debate is that there are certain questions that the incident has raised, things like why were the miners armed in first place and what led to the violence that preceded the shooting for days. There had been instances of violence and some casualties taking place even then. Who gave the orders for the police to shoot, of course? That is going to be one of the main questions in the inquest, one should imagine. What was the role of the mine management in all these events? And what was the role of the unions? There were two unions who were pitched against one another during the strike as well. All these questions, some of them very complex, will certainly form part of a judicial inquest as well as of public debate. One thing that is clear is that nobody is coming out very well out of this. Not the police, not the unions, not the Lonmin Mines, which has now thankfully retracted a threat to fire miners who do not return to work. In the current circumstances, that certainly was a very unwise threat to make. And, well, even the chattering classes, as they're called in South Africa, people who are throwing out accusations and counter-accusations, even they are not coming out of this whole thing very well. So for South Africa, these are certainly very difficult times.